Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi there, Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and we are breaking some news. Actually, I'm filling in the details. All I know is Saturday I was working, and I heard in the news that Pluto was missing. He was snatched up by an Amazon driver, and the good news is Pluto is back home, reunited with his owner, Marisol Doblado. Hi, Marisol.
Hi, Wendy.
All right. First of all, I just want to kiss his little smashy face. He is adorable. your dog, Pluto, you suffer from anxiety, and he's kind of a therapy dog in a sense, correct?
That's correct. Yes. He is a registered animal support animal.
Oh, they totally bring down your blood pressure and make you feel comfortable. And so here's the deal real quickly, listeners, if you haven't heard the story. So Pluto's just out in your backyard, and an Amazon driver delivers packages a couple doors down, and then you notice your dog's missing. You check the video. Fill us in on the details.
Yes, he was in the front yard, and the Amazon driver had another person in his truck with him, and they delivered a package, came back around, and just picked them up. Ugh. Like came into my yard, or, you know, it's hard to tell from the camera, but they come and just snatch them up and put them in the truck and drive away.
Okay, so did you see it happen, or did you notice your dog was missing and then check the video?
Yes. Our dog was missing, and he doesn't go anywhere. Obviously, we checked the videos, and we couldn't see part of it, and all of the neighbors have cameras as well. We have a lot of officers on the block, so, you know, everyone gave me their footage, and we pieced it together, because at first we couldn't tell. The guy who snatched him up didn't have any Amazon clothes on, so we didn't know what it was until we pieced it together with everyone's footage.
Okay, and here's the interesting thing. You called Amazon, and they did not help you right away, did they?
Amazon did not help us at all. They refused to help us. They didn't know what to do. They don't have a system in place for emergencies. It seems like we must have been on the phone with them for hours and hours, and they just kept transferring us and telling us they would call us back and to call back the next day and stuff like that.
Yeah, call back the next day. My dog is missing.
Right. So it's not like, you know, someone stole my package, but someone came into my yard and took a family member and kidnapped them, you know? Different situation, but no, they did not handle this at all. They did not help us.
Now, the reports I'm reading now, and you can tell me this if this is true, an Amazon spokesman said it has suspended the driver pending an investigation. And according to Chicago police, they informed you that the delivery driver turned himself in. Is that true?
That is not accurate, actually. There were two guys who took the dog. The Amazon driver did not turn himself in. The guy who stole the dog, well, the guy who picked up the dog and put him in the truck, turned himself in and tried to say that, change the story around. So, no, that's not completely accurate. And, you know, I'm still deciding, like, if I'm going to press full charges or what I'm doing. And they won't give me the information of these two. I want to know who they are and why they did this, but...
And prevent them from doing it again to somebody else's dog.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, my questions are like, what was going through there? Not, I don't know. Everyone's like, press charges. This whole thing went viral. It must have been close to 1 million people who had some kind of response to this from, like, the metrics that we're seeing. Like, some of the posts were shared like 250,000 times, and there was like 4 or 5 posts. So a lot of people got involved, and, you know, it is through like the help of the community and people who actually care that we found Pluto, because we didn't sleep. We were up like doing detective work because you know, Phoebe didn't really get involved either. They asked us to call him back in a few days as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A few days. All right. So just to end the story wonderfully, first of all, Pluto's back home with his owner, Marisol Doblado. But so you put it out on social media and a woman found him wandering around. Is that what happened? Where did
that
he end up?
Correct. So they must have felt the heat from social media and the news outlets. From what I understand, a family member of the thief saw him on the news, and they made him turn themselves in. So they just let the dog loose, and Pluto could have gotten hit by a car, taken again, and this lady found him and took him in. She didn't know, like, she hadn't seen the post or the news, but she just took him in and started posting, "Hey, I found this dog. You know, does anyone know who he is?" And of course, by that time, Pluto was like the most famous dog in Chicago. So,
well, we are so happy he's home. I just wanted to congratulate you. What's the big treat you gave Pluto when you got him back in?
We got him tacos.
Love
it. Very happy.
Well, give him a big hug and kiss that little cute nose for me.
Thank you, Wendy.
Congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy. Marisol Doblado and Pluto is back home. That is a beautiful story.